Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas.
Like, I knew you were going to do that.
La la, bienvenue. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria. It feels really great to be here again. And I love it. All right, the West actually knows how to celebrate this Christmas. And if you think about the weather during the Christmas period in the West, you'd wonder, I'm sure if it's Africa, that kind of weather, forget it. Everybody be in their house. There's no, can't you see the weather? With small rain, small shower like that, the day has been destroyed. Everyone is going anywhere.
You can't compare rain with snow.
That's what I'm saying, but I mean, cold?
You can still put on something to you know, make you feel warm.
You can put on something to enter the rain?
No, rain can mess you up. It can mess your outfit up.
I'm just saying that our decisions and how we, you know, take each day is determined by the weather. We that's a fact.
I mean, in this part of the world, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, there are times in the UK, for example, that, I mean, you would, broad daylight would be night. Imagine that happens here, boy. Before you start hearing prophets, will be start. Yes, a prophet will say, man, hey, the world is coming to an end. Mm. You know, it's only, they'll now quote it somewhere that shows that, whenever there's darkness during the day, it means something is happening. Meanwhile, it's just a natural cause, as it were. But I think that, no, let's just appreciate, let's not lie. You know, appreciate the West really celebrate Christmas in a very special way.
Absolutely.
We have our own way.
We have our way. I think that we shouldn't downplay that. We have our way as Africans, you know, how we celebrate our Christmas. And one of it is, you know, the chicken and the rice.
Chai.
You know, buying Christmas clothes and Christmas shoes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the likes. Going out for events and, you know. And talking about going out for events, now the governor of Lagos State, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, has given a press release or a press statement. He gave this on December 7, 2021 regarding the coronavirus. And these are guidelines for social events and gatherings.
Yep. So if you want to go for an event this period, listen up right now, especially for those who are planning major events around the city of Lagos.
That's right. So all social events must be duly registered to obtain event safety clearance from the Lagos State Safety Commission. The website is www.lagssafety, that is L-A-S-G, safety reg, that is L-A-S-G. Safety, then reg.com prior to holding. And the guidelines sets out below. I think all this will take a bit of that.
Absolutely. So where possible events should be held, you must outdoor. Occupancy limit at any event must not exceed 60% of maximum design capacity of the event center.
Mm.
Now, every attendee of a social gathering must present their vaccination card or digital barcode page showing at least first dose, but preferably double dose full vaccination.
Mm. And on vaccinated people, a negative PCR within 72 hours will be an exemption. Now, everybody, irrespective of vaccination status, must be subject to rapid diagnostic test, right, to be conducted at the event or within 24 hours prior to the event at designated laboratories.
Now, so under 18 years of age are unvaccinated and above. The above applies for them also. If you're under 18 years of age and you're unvaccinated, the above, that particular one that Andrea just talked about, applies to them. So guests and service providers with high temperature above 37.5 are to be politely turned back and referred to the paramedics or to the emergency response team on ground.
Mm. Also, all guests and service providers at the event must wear a nose mask or face shield before entry. This particular one. These days, our face mask and face shield are more or less, or more like, what do we call it? Fashion or decoration.
Absolutely.
Immediately we're inside the event center, we remove it and we go ahead to party hard.
That's right. And another thing again, all guests, according to the guidelines from Lagos State Government, all guests and services service providers must endeavor endeavor is the key word, to wash their hands before entering the venue or use hand sanitizers, after which temperature checks should be carried out.
So hand sanitizers to be positioned at the entry point at and also different spots within the venue. I think in some event centers I've been seeing this one.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizers stand, and also where that you can wash your hand or basins and all of that, positioned at strategic areas at event centers. So I'm sure that some event centers have actually been taking heed to that one.
Absolutely, indeed. For those who are just joining us, you are listening to What's Up Lagos with the Techers right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. She's Andrea Adobe Teke.
And he is Collins.
Yes, indeed. 15 minutes past out of 10. We're back. Yesterday, we're off because of the round table. If you enjoyed the round table, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was hearing spirits.
Now, let me not lie to you. I was hosting a church event. We co-hosted a church event over the weekend.
Yeah.
And okay. I was going to tell the crowd at the time, you know, it matters what you expose yourself to.
Okay.
So at one point I wanted to say, if you know you're having a great time here today in the presence of the God, of Lord, I wanted to say, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah. And I remember where that came from.
Yeah. I think,
before I announced it, I don't.
Oh my God.
I said, let me hear you say hallelujah. So, but it was fun. A lot of things happened at that event that I promised myself that today on the show, man,
we're
going to just that and laugh about them and also have fun. But it was a great event, a gathering for the saints. It was also an opportunity to celebrate a setting ministry. And it was a pleasure to be the anchor for that.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, by the way?
I am fine. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful. I feel happy. I feel thankful. I mean, today's our anniversary.
Yes.
And I don't know. I just bless God for the milestone so far.
Man, what a year. Right. What a year it's been.
Yeah. So Lagos, join us to celebrate. It's our anniversary today.
Yeah.
That is wedding anniversary.
Yeah, so this day, some years back, we got married. And I can still remember vividly how I got missing on my wedding day.
I got missing. Do you want to talk about that?
I got missing.
Oh, goodness.
In the heart.
Had my heart in my hand. Or my leg.
I was missing for like 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
The devil's a liar. And here we are, celebrating another anniversary.
Right.
Man, I know words have failed me this morning. I hope those words will come back much later when I try to put my entire thoughts together to, celebrate this anniversary, especially celebrate you for going this journey. I think we should celebrate us. You know, it's not a you-me situation. It's an us.
Yeah.
It's an us thing that I think we need to celebrate. And be appreciative of who we've been to each other the past couple of years or 3 years, of being together.
It's six years actually of being together. Absolutely. But in marriage, it's been 3 years.
That's right. So, I mean, thank God. My heart is filled with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though today I was thinking that by the end of today, I would be able to like present to you like a car key. But you know my heart.
Don't do that.
No, I know where.
Don't do that.
It was part of my plan before.
Don't do that.
But I'm grateful to God.
Don't even go there.
I'm grateful to God.
Don't even go there.
I'm grateful to God that we were able to, you know, see this year. It was one heaven of the year, to say at least.
Mm.
But I'm still grateful that we're able to see through and for God to have, you know, put us through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Words have failed me, but I'm really grateful. My heart is filled with joy. And for who you've been, the support you've been. Whoa, see, don't let me cry. Don't let me cry.
We're on the air.
Okay, let's get back to the program. So happy anniversary to Austin then.
Right. So Lagos, Nigeria, to tell us how you're doing this morning and what's happening around your area. The festive season is already here. That is, next week would be Christmas week, right? Next week is the Christmas week.
Looks like.
For some people, they've closed for the year. For some people in their mind, they're at work right now. But you and I both know that you have packed. You have closed shop for the year.
That's right.
Mentally, you are done for the year. Mm-hmm. We know that feeling, right? So do you want to tell us what is going on around your area? And also, how are you feeling? 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. And if you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
Remember, the family talk will be coming up from the 11 o'clock hour to 12. Yep. For now, it's the feel of Lagos.
Absolutely. The phone lines are buzzing. Ladies, have you heard your number?
01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Okay, let's see who's first to talk to us this morning after a long weekend. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I got through today.
Yes, you
made it. We're
happy you did. Wow. This is my first time of getting through to call.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you so much for the happy hour that we've gone through all through the year. Thank you so much. Happy wedding anniversary to you.
Thank you.
Wow, it's just 7 days apart. It's my wedding anniversary day last week as well.
Wow.
We're just 3 years.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you for all you've done for my family. This my family will have scattered. But, you know, I got to rethink after I started listening to you. At a point, you know, I had to get my wife also to be listening. We're always happy. You know, most times we try to call together, and it just has not been, you know, sometimes. But she will go to work. I had to take care of the daughter, take her to school before I start my own job.
Wow.
So it's been good all the way. Thank you so much.
Wow.
I'm one of also the Momo people.
Yay!
Yeah, so
we celebrate you.
We celebrate you specially. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. Since I've joined the Momo
Association.
It's been wonderful. The family has just been very good and it's been a lot of fun. It's my card. I'm still expecting my card too.
Okay. Your membership card. Don't worry. We'll do that.
Yeah.
We're planning that. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate you indeed.
Thank you so
God bless
much.
You.
Thank you so much. Happy anniversary once more.
Yeah, same to you. Wow. Men. So that's the key ingredient to having a happy home. Mumu Men Association. Hello.
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 What's up, Lego?
Yes! Just alive!
Woo! I'm so happy today. Anyways, happy wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
Report to myself and my husband today.
Okay.
You know, today is our wedding anniversary too.
Welcome. Congrats.
We put on the radio. We were hearing your program, and he said today was your anniversary. We looked at ourselves and said, "What's today's date?"
You forgot.
It's true. We totally forgot.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow. Happy
anniversary to you guys.
And to you too. Wow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Enjoy the day, man. Let's celebrate life indeed. Mm-hmm. Do you know it's possible?
It's possible.
It's a day. How you forget a day? It'll be tough.
It's, I don't know.
Me, I can forget. I know that I had the tendency
to forget.
Maybe I can forget my birthday. I've woken up one day and realized that it was my birthday before. Yeah. Anyways, so let's get more calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos is the password.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Ma'am, very happy to hear you and your husband.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. This is my opportunity today.
Wow.
Welcome.
My name is Eunice.
Okay, Eunice, welcome.
I've been married, but my marriage is not okay. I feel bad, but so anytime I hear you and your husband, I'm very happy. I'm happy with your marriage, you and your husband. May God continue to guide you.
Amen.
All
amen.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
We hope you find peace too, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, this is Joseph. I'm actually on the transit.
Ah, okay.
Go ahead.
Collins, where is the venue?
Venue
for hello, for hello. For what, please?
For the celebration, huh?
Who is the one celebrating?
Are is, you it
the
not, one is this not a venue?
As all the stars.
This one we are now, is it not a place?
Invite us now.
To where?
This venue and invite us now.
To where? Where? To do what? Are you the one in the marriage? Hello?
Okay, let's celebrate with you guys now.
Let's celebrate here now. Yeah,
celebrate
first.
This one. This is the venue. Nigeria
please,
Expo.
This is the venue
point,
and share the car.
Three.
Let's know where it's going to happen. Did please, you? We need this in December.
Actually, yeah, you didn't hear the guidelines. You didn't hear the Lagos State government guidelines. Anyways, I get it. Thank you so much.
Nice to get through to you today.
We're happy to have you.
I wish you and your partner the best of marriage ever in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Enjoy your day. Bye.
You too. Thank you so much. Well, that's a good point for us to take a break, pick some bills. It might take a while. We'll get back before you know it. There's still a lot of juicy stuff to talk about right after the
more
break.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
That's right, CUDA free banking for you. Remember that your CUDA microfinance bank app must be verified. You have to link your BVN with your ID card, right? Mm. And also, if you're caller number 5, you will be guaranteed 1,000 naira to your CUDA microfinance bank account. All right, so make sure that you have that account and make sure that it is verified. It can be verified by linking your BVN and your ID card.
That's right. So the games are very easy. You play for prize money. Each question has an amount. And then when you win, you're asked whether you like to bank what you've won or you want to continue playing. Remember, if you, after saying play on, can ride on, pastor, you know, you get to the point, if you lose the next question, you go back to the guaranteed 1,000 naira.
Mm.
So that's it.
I'm sure you don't want to go back to the 1,000 naira.
Okay, let's start the round one right now with the first call. Hello? You're caller number 1. Hello? You're caller number 2. Hello? No, that didn't enter.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're caller number 3. Keep trying. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're caller number 4. Keep trying. And let's see. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Please, you're sounding really low. You are caller number 5. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Lekki.
Emmanuel, you're not sounding as if you want to win money. You do want to win?
Yes, I really want to win.
All right. Do you have a CUDA account?
Yeah, I do.
Is it verified?
Yes.
Great. So, Emmanuel from Lekki. Emmanuel what? Your full name, please.
Emmanuel Madubunzi.
All right. Emmanuel Madubunzi. I love that.
Okay. So, you're ready to play?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And then your time starts now. Your first question. What's the daily interest rate on a CUDA overdraft? A, 3%, B, 30%, D, 0.3%, and C, 0.3%.
sorry. Can you please call me again?
All right. What's the daily interest rate on the CUDA overdrafts? A, 3%. B, 30%. D, 0.03%. Okay, C, 0.03%. And D, 0.3%.
0.3%.
0.3%.
Yeah.
Right. That question is wrong. It's 0.03%. So you go back to 1,000 naira.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
did,
sorry.
Did he say 0.3%?
He said, you said 0.3.
Yes.
0.3. Okay. It's 0.03. Same thing. Correct. I think it's right.
0.3.
That's 0.3. Right. He's correct. Yeah, correct. That's right. That's right. Congratulations to you. That's absolutely correct. So let's move on to the next question.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Are you ready to go? Or do you want to bank it?
I'm ready to play.
All right. The next question. What state is the Kogosi Spring located? A, Osun State. D, B, Ondo State. C, Ekiti State. And D, Cross River State.
Sorry?
What state is the Kogosi Spring located? Osun State, Ondo State.
I mean Kogosi what?
Ikogosi.
Spring.
Okay.
Oh, you are Googling, sir. Thank you very much for calling.
No. I'm looking.
Going back
no,
to
answer now. What's the answer? What state? Or your time that's too long a pause of time for you to take.
Really
so you go back to 1,000 naira. So just hang on there, someone will get your number. All right. There's no crime not knowing what you don't know. I mean, trying to Google it is just not fair. To the next round, we go. All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Caller number one. Keep trying. Hello?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Caller number two. Keep trying. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Caller number three. Keep trying. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, you're caller number four. Keep trying, I know that feeling. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, you're caller number five. Congratulations, CUDA.
Thank you.
Yes.
Up,
great, you say Bank of the Free. When we say CUDA, you say Bank of the Free. CUDA.
Bank of the Free.
Absolutely. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Miriam, I'm calling from Sirile.
Miriam, have you played before?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Very sure.
You've never played the CUDA game before?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right, Miriam.
Yeah?
You have 1,000 naira guaranteed. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's play the CUDA game show right now.
All right, your question starts, your time starts now, rather, and your first question. Sending money free of charge to your phone contacts who use CUDA is done with A, friends and family, B, best friends, C, friends on CUDA, and D, CUDA family.
Friends on CUDA.
All right, that's correct. Moving to the next round, the next question. How many actors have played the role of James Bond? A, 6, B, 4, C, 8, D, 9. How many actors have played the role of James Brown? James Bond.
James Bond.
Yes.
Hey, the option again now.
A, 6, B, 4, C, 8, D, 9.
Four,
that is... All right, you got that one wrong. So you move back to 1,000 naira. Thank you for calling.
Keep listening. Hang on there. Don't end the call until I get your details, all right? Okay. Right, to the next round we go, and hopefully somebody else is going to win something on the CUDA game show as we proceed this beautiful day. Simple questions. You just let us have you be the number five caller. Hi, what's up? Good morning. You're caller number one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're caller number two. Yep. Hello, good morning. Nah, that didn't enter. Hello, good morning. Yeah, you're caller number three. I know that feeling. I know it already. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. No call number four.
Yes, yeah, so thank you too for understanding. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you are caller number five. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wow. My name is Oluwatobi.
Oluwatobi. We say yes. Kuda, what would you say?
Back of the free.
That's yes. correct. Absolutely. Yes. Oluwatobi, are you ready to play? You have 1,000 naira guaranteed. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, your first question starts now. What Kuda feature allows you to hide and change your account balance? A, disguise mood. B, freak mood. C, flip mood. And D, private mood.
Private mode.
Aha, that's correct. That's correct. So we're moving to the next question. Okay. Where is the point of no return located in Lagos? A, Abulegba. B, Alausa. C, Badagry. And D, Ekpe.
Point of no return.
Mm. Yes.
Can I have the options again, please?
Abulegba, Alausa, Badagry, Ekpe.
I think it's Badagry.
Are you sure?
Badagry, Hindu.
Is okay. that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's correct.
Congratulations. You have 5,000 naira. Would you like to bank it or play on?
I'll bank it.
Hang on there and someone will get your contacts. And congratulations once again. Oh, boy. Can we do one more round?
That's up to you.
Well, let's see. 5 minutes to go. Okay, let's quickly see if we can take one more round. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Your caller number one. Benny, caller number one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, caller number two. I know. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, your caller number three. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, your caller number four. Keep trying, man. I know that feeling, man. Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Chauncey.
Johnson?
Yes, sir.
All right, Johnson, your caller number five. Welcome to the Kuda Game Show. Have you ever played the game before? I had a feeling.
What a lock.
That he was going to give us one free slot. Let's see who that lucky person would be. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another lock. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, your...
I have played before. I just want to make inquiries. When are they going to start crediting?
All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Yes. You are the lucky alternative caller number five. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You have Sociable on the line. I'm calling you from Okota at the moment.
All right, Sociable, do you have a Kuda bank account activated or verified?
Yes.
Are you sure? If you do not have it, you're wasting our time. Are you sure?
I have it.
Okay. What's your Kuda bank account number?
I don't have it offhand. But
it's activated.
It starts with 270 and so on.
Okay, great. Congratulations. You have 1,000 naira guaranteed. You're playing for up to 20,000 naira if you get all the questions, 9 questions correct. Are you ready to play?
Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, your time starts now. Your first question, where can you get a pay ID on the Kuda app? A, account section. B, payment section. C, budget section. And D, all of the above.
All of the above.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right, and that's wrong.
You know,
that's wrong. Back to 1,000 naira.
At least, at all. Hang on there, Sociable. Someone will get your contact. I mean, the question was pretty simple. Where can you get the pay ID on the Kuda app?
I mean, if you use the app, you should know that one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I mean, just to help you for next time, is payment section. That's where you find it, payment section.
Okay, and that's it for the Kuda Game Show tomorrow.
Welcome back. Well, what a moment we're there with the Kuda Game Show with 7 minutes. Let me wait for a few seconds so it gets 8 minutes past hour of 11. And we have how many more minutes to be here? 8. Man, my maths failed me. Okay, we have 52 minutes to be here together. So, guys, this is where the family talk itself starts. And today on the Family Talk, well, let me start with this news that has made the round. across the city of Lagos and Nigeria at large. It's about a publication or a story that's covered by This Day newspaper saying that courts, all marriages conducted at Ikoyi registry illegal and invalid. The writers are also saying a couple of things there that you might want to look at. That only local governments have statutory power to solemnize unions. So that more or less they have the power, local governments have the statutory power to conduct, you know, marriages legally. So I know that Ikoyi has been like the place go-to. Like, you know, people, when they look at a certificate, really, and then it's not from Ikoyi, people be like, are you sure this will be acceptable? Now, I don't know how many, thousands of people whose certificates are from Ikoyi. I don't know what they're going to feel like right now. I just hope that this is not true. Because
for me, it was the headlines. The headlines was threw me off balance. It said, all marriages conducted at Ikoyi registry illegal is illegal and invalid. I mean, it just threw me off balance because I'm like, yo, how many marriages? If you tender your certificate right now, that would mean it is null and void. Like, it is illegal. It is invalid.
Yeah, I mean, for some people right now, you're just holding your certificate, say, BRB. But, you know, but one thing I know is for sure that people can actually go against, you can go and sue the court again or sue whoever is suing that. Because whose fault was it? Is it our fault that, you know... Why am I saying we like my
own? We did it registry.
Why did they wait on anniversary to bring this kind of news? Oh my. Anyways, I don't know how that story hits you if you've seen it. Or is it one of them you just be like, I beg, forget it. Which illegal? I beg. Or did that hit you hard? Did you feel a certain way? You know, what if they insist? What if he's insisted? I mean, what if? So you have people going back to conduct their, marriages again with the local government.
I don't know. I really don't know how this is going to come up to a lot of marriages. I mean, a lot of weddings that taking place at that particular registry, at that particular court. In fact, just even on Thursday, was it Thursday, right? Last week, a few people who I knew or who I know close to me had their marriages at that place. So I'm like, okay, is it that they didn't know? They had no idea.
For those who are looking out at that story, it's on the This Day newspaper. You can check it out. It was published today. Read the story and get, you know, find out what you make from it. I don't know if it was part of the things that were touched this morning on the Morning Crossfire dailies, as it were. But hey, you could go check out the story if you're just hearing it right now. They say all marriages conducted in Ikoyi registry are illegal and invalid. Are you one of those? It's been a major conversation right now. Apparently, plenty of our colleagues are in that boat, including ourselves. And let's see where this goes. You know how now, we'll go back to another local government. We'll do what we have done. And it's not our fault. We'll do it again. What's the matter? But they'll refund us our money.
Okay. We have a few WhatsApp messages, and this one here says, the tech is good morning, Lagos. What's the title of the Christmas song you played? It got me vibing on my work desk. Okay. It says, made me really feel Christmas.
Yeah, it's Merry Christmas, Everybody by Nathan Evans. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Damien from Ijesha says, what's up, Lagos? Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Teke. God bless your union. And you guys, a twin couple, laugh and happy. God will give you two the grace to surmount many hurdles in the future. Amen. All right. A lot more messages. Anthony here says, I thank God for your journey so far. It says, "I enjoy your laughter. God bless you all. Thank you so much." Okay. Another message here says, it's coming from Bright. Bright from Ijebu D says, "Good morning, the techers. I thank God for the year. It's really been challenging, but I'm so glad to be alive, and I can only hope it gets better next year." And he's also saying a happy wedding anniversary to you both. Okay. This one says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Teke Dimeji. Happy wedding anniversary to you. God will continue to bless and keep and guide your family and keep taking you from one level to the next."
Amen.
Thank you so much. I think most of the messages are prayers and congratulatory messages. So thank you. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the love. It's time to hit our conversation on the family talk today. Remember, we told you from the 11 o'clock hour to 12 o'clock hour, we bring you the biggest family conversation. And today is no exception, as we have yet another interesting conversation. And this one, we're going to find out if it's a true statement or not. It's something that in our society today, we hear it a lot of times. It says that your family background determines your rate of success and your rate of career, the success of your career in life. Your family background, I'm going to take the statement again. It says your family background determines the rate of your success, right? The rate of your success and the rate of your success in your career. Is that a true statement or is that a false statement? Do you want to agree with the statement that says your family background determines your success? Your fact, success in life.
Fact or fallacy, more or less.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get to find out what Lagos thinks about that. And I'm sure a lot of people will be commenting. They'll be checking their certificate now. So, honey, where did we do it? Okay, with that also. And would get into that shortly.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. It's still Family Talk with the Techers on What's Up Lagos. I know that there have been some people who are saying that I am where I am today because I don't have a rich father, or I don't come from a rich background. And then we look at people who have, you know, made it in life, or people who have seemed to have made it in life, so to speak. And you'd be like, it's because they have, or they're coming from a good background. It's because God has blessed their family, and that's why they seem to be opportune to be this successful. I also believe that there have been some people who did not come from a wealthy or a well-to-do family or well-to-do background, but they can account for some level of success in their life. I mean, what do you think? Your family background, does it determine your level of success or your rate of success? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Thank you. For me, I think, okay, my name is Colin from the Cajun.
Welcome, Colin.
Welcome.
Yeah. I think it's an individual thing.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, the family background can help them in terms of to become successful in life.
Yeah.
Why to some people, doesn't matter whether they are from a poor background, they can work their way to the top.
Mm. But so I mean, it's harder, right? It's harder.
Yeah, it could be harder because you're starting from this scratch to build. So it might take a while to get there.
Mm.
But to those that have a solid background, they can easily get to the top.
So that means you're saying it is true. That statement is true.
No, it's not true. It's not true because to some people, their parents are even rich, but their children, the inner content, what they have inside is not too they are not too strong when it comes to, they don't know how to make money. Let me put it that way. They don't know how to spend money.
Okay.
And so to someone who is coming from the poor background, he knows how to manage money, he knows how to make money. So you can't really compare someone who is coming from a poor background to someone whose father is very rich. In terms of the both of them, their psyche, the makeup of their brain is quite different, because that one has experienced what the father of the rich son has experienced in life.
Okay.
So it's even higher than the rich child.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing. So, I mean, from what he said, the poor child or the person who comes from a less well-to-do family has that drive or that tenacity to want to succeed and can eventually or has the potential to be successful. But the one who comes from a well-to-do family has that dependency mentality and might just want to sit and chill and allow and wait for the father or the mother who has got the money, you know, to help them be successful.
Family background we're talking about doesn't only have to do with having money. It has to do with values. It has to do with a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So the background, we just defined it to mean that, okay, they have money in the past. There are people who, you know, were rich and grew up from a very rich family and they turned out to be, you know, menace in the society because there were no proper values put in place.
That's
so
right.
Let's not limit it to just, you know, rich and poor, even though that's also a factor, mm-hmm. you know, to determine. So, hey, it also matters if you are from the rich background and use that as an advantage, you certainly have an advantage. If you are from a poor background and use that as an inspiration, it might also give you an advantage. So it's a question of, you know, how you take your situation, what you make out of it.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Hello.
Go ahead, Leke. Good to have you.
Thank you. I just called to greet you, to wish you for happy anniversary, married life. I pray that God will continue to strengthen you so that you can be able to make more impact.
Amen.
I'm still very, very appreciative and grateful for God for life.
Amen.
Thank you.
Leke.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Chinedu from Ijebuode.
Welcome, Chinedu.
So, if we are celebrating your anniversary, right?
In the studio, yes.
Okay. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
As regards the topic about, how a person's family can influence his
family background determines the rate of your success in life. Is it true or false?
Well, if you put it in the Nigerian context, as far as maybe in speaking politically wise, now you don't have to look far to see what's happening in those states, right? And again, if you look at our political class, you see most of them, they usually breed their children.
Yeah.
And such that when they are out of there, when they've left the background or when they've left the stage, and their students can take over. So, and I think in the Nigerian context, if I... people work hard, yeah. If you use education for an example now, people really, but it seems to like in the Nigerian set of things that education does not pay. You say, oh, go to school, read your book, do that and this, work hard. People do that. I can remember, yes. But you come out and you see graduates, you see them, you know, doing something that they did not intentionally. And again, have you ever asked yourself, why are people living in this country in blue? Is that not also a factor? Right, in this modern day and age, at least in this our time, now people are trying to get out of the country because but things are hard, you know, separate things and all that. But politicians don't see it that way. So yes, family, this thing might, but it has to do with, and in the case of Nigeria, people born into a silver spoon.
Yeah.
To have far more
opportunity.
Far more resources, far more opportunities.
All right.
It has to do, yes.
Okay,
than
then.
Just someone, maybe people of the middle class or maybe an ordinary class, they're not, so to say.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate your comment. Yeah. Okay, we're still asking the question, if you think that this statement is correct, you think that this statement is a statement of fact, or it is fallacy. It says family background determines the rate of your success. Your family background, that is where you're coming from. If you're well-to-do, if you've got influence, it has a way, or it determines the success. Or if you don't come from a family of influence, it also has, you know, determines the rate of your success. What side of the divide do you fall? Is it it's a fallacious statement, or is it a statement of fact? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Andre and Collins, happy married life.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, this topic is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You discover that most people who are rich today came from a very poor home.
Hmm.
So I don't believe background determines the rate of your success.
Yeah.
All the rich men you have today came from a very poor home.
Including Dangote. I don't run, I just... Because I get your point, but you can't generalize.
Goodness.
You understand? You can't. Who do you want to mention? Who came from which poor family? The only one I know is this man that came here. Forgot his name anyway. At least I would know that he converted $120 of Yamosh to becoming the billionaire. No, they don't report from anything. No. The whole side.
So if you were to answer this, if it's a statement of fact or if it's a fallacious statement, yeah, what side would you fall on? I don't want you to be in the middle.
But it's a tough one because there are examples. I guess that's what the last caller was trying to say. There are examples of people who have become more successful, had an advantage because
they come from a family that they're wealthy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also people who, because they came from a poor background,
yeah,
I mean, no wage value. They'd be someone who came from the ghetto, so mm-hmm. to speak, where there are no rules. All right, but uses that as an advantage,
yeah,
uses that as an inspiration to aim higher, and they've become successful. So if you look at it on both sides, there are both sides. But if I'm going to respond to this, looking at it in our context, I would say that, look, truly, truly, in Africa, in Nigeria today, your family background will go a long way in helping you achieve higher success.
We're going to break right now. We'll be right back, Lagos.
Welcome back. The Family Talk is live. It's 11:33. We are the Techers, and this is where we talk to you about the biggest family conversations ever on the planet. But hey, our question today, your family background will determine your success rate in life. Or is that a statement of fact or just a fallacy?
Yeah. Do you agree with that statement that your family background will determine the rate of your success? Do you agree with it or not? The phone lines have been buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello,
good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Sunsha Ajibade, calling from VI.
Okay.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. As a matter of fact, this family background do, back up a lot in success. For the fact that you're from a particular family, at times when you are out there hunting for a particular thing, that helps a lot. Because especially in this country, so you cannot take that out. I don't know about other country, but here in Nigeria, it does a lot.
Mm.
It does a lot. So it's not a matter of fallacy or something.
So it's a statement of fact. It's reality.
It's fact. Let's call it spin.
It's
fact. It's a fact.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for your statement.
All right.
You know, I remember when we both had the conversation, was it yesterday, that we're saying that some people actually deliberately choose the family to marry in?
Yep.
Because of this fact.
That's right. It matters, man.
So you're saying it matters too.
It matters. It does. you know, the truth is, good to inspire people by, oh, this person came from a background, there's nothing in their pocket. But that's becoming a cliche. It's coming like a common thing you hear around. And sometimes not all of them is true. They don't tell you the intertwo. Nobody will tell you the secrets of their success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone wants to always paint it like, there was nothing. Yeah. I created all the thing. I was in the desert. I created an oasis. Before you know it, I had I created vegetation. You know, that kind of story. That's more like, oh, a very cliche. But the truth is, family background, who your papa is, who your mama is, who your uncle, your family plays a major role in helping you. I don't know if it's not always the case. There are exceptions.
There are exceptions.
But if you want to put it side to side, I think yes. The answer is yes indeed. It's a statement of fact.
Mm. Okay, on WhatsApp we have, what's your name? Ola. Ola says, what's up Lagos? Family background determines success. So I remember when I finished my fashion designing and wanted to start the business. I hustled so hard for close to 2 years so that I can save money to buy one manual sewing machine for 10,000 naira then.
Imagine.
It says, my friend who finished after me, immediately his uncle bought him 4 industrial sewing machines. Oh. Then of 90,000 naira. He says, seeing these machines then weak me so much, but later I accepted my fate and continued my savings. He says, today I thank God for where I am, but you need to see the level he is now. You see, there's sometimes, right?
It just
helps you to cushion the effect. And you know, you're not struggling alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it alone, even though it comes with your own kind of inspiring story, right? At the end of the day, that is, if you are able to have that more tenacity and resilience to push and go further to be successful all by yourself without having any backing or support or financial support from family and what have you. But this other part, a person who comes from that family background where they have, you know, some influence and some financial stability backing, it just helps to cushion their effect and, you know, speeds them up 2 times faster than someone who has none of those.
Yeah, but whether you're going to make it from there moving forward is still in your hands at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But that backing has a role to play, a major role to play.
It does.
And I love you mentioned the word influence because that's yet another thing.
Yeah.
So our society today, what gives influence, number one? I understand when people are narrowing down to money, financial blessings or growth or strength.
Yeah.
Because what gives the biggest influence to in our society
is money.
It's not impact.
It's money.
Don't deceive yourself that, oh, wow, what an impactful person. Mbah.
Once money is not involved.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that, yes, indeed, money has become what determines your influence in our society today. That's right. So, it plays a role.
So you're doing
statement
of fact. Hello.
That's why I'm
hustling. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You have Soshebo back.
Okay, welcome back.
Sorry, I really needed to end that Koda distance. That was why I gave a wrong answer. So to comment on this, please. You see, I think I would disagree with you people.
Okay.
It's your ability to manage the resources you have that determines your success. Yes, family background plays a little role.
Okay.
But the major role that determines your success is your ability to manage the resources. If I were to do family, help one person, a member of theirs, once, twice, and you mismanage it, boy, you are going to the gutter soon. They will just leave you behind until you wake up.
That's right.
And nobody was born with money.
That's right.
Dangote has money today, probably the parents had money.
Bam.
What about the parents' parents? Did they have money?
That's right.
So it's the ability of the right person that got the money first to manage it and train the next person to keep managing the money that leads to success.
That's right. Well said.
That's how I look at it.
Well said, indeed. Totally.
Right. And that's a good way to look at it as well. On WhatsApp, let's see. Obi here says, the best, good morning, Collins and Andrea, the best combo on radio is, this person is Sally, and it's in transit. It says, you see, let us be honest with ourselves. Coming from a well-to-do family, the society gives weight on how successful you can become in life. It says, I can mention people who are from a wealthy background who are all doing well in the society. It says, the poor man's child hustle extra, extra before we make it in life compared to the one phone call the wealthy ones get and get immediately they get that connection. It says, if not be so, why are politicians and big men, they marry their children to the same clique they belong to? It says, have a nice day. All right. Thank you, Sally, for that. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. Hi, Anderson. Welcome.
Good morning. The Checkers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I think family background has a lot to do with our success. For instance, particularly in Nigeria, how many times would a poor family person go to the court or to the bank? They will ask for collateral. Where do you get the collateral from?
Oh.
If you want a shorty in our court, where do you get them from? You get them from your family. So, the family background has a lot to play in our success.
Mm.
The issue of people, maybe once in a while, somebody from a poor background will make it, is very minute.
Mm.
But generally, we all profit and gain from the family background.
Mm.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Anderson.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
My name is Shegun. I'm calling from Djibouti.
Welcome,
Shegun.
Whether we like it or not, we can't rule out the family background.
Hmm.
You see, the Yorubas, they have a saying. They said, Ola okinya ta bare ni bala.
Mm-hmm.
That means one will not be able to make it fast without, you know, having a background, somebody to rely on to get there.
Hmm.
So whether we like it or not, family background plays a major role in how fast one will make it in life.
Mm-hmm.
But however, those of us from not too strong background, with God on our side too, if we put hard work into it, we can get there too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
I love one of the callers that said, look, nobody's born with money, all right? And everyone has the opportunity to start something.
Yeah.
So in a family, maybe your family right now, someone's family right now, you don't have a background of people who have been very rich, who have, you know, put solid foundations on ground. That's to tell you that you are the one to start that now.
Mm.
So that your kids, when they grow up, they also can pick up something. When nobody drops, leave anything, there's nothing to pick up. And then you now leave them out there into the world and they have to source themselves.
Yeah.
So family has a major role. And you know, that background matters a lot.
It does.
So whatever the background is, if it's a solid foundation that has financial stability, that has some strong moral values, that has a good support system, it naturally would play a major role.
To aid
and
your success.
It may be and can be the determinant factor of how far a person would go.
Absolutely. I agree. Mojit Dauda is on the line. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah. I'm Mojit from Aja.
You're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah. So, family role does play a vital role in success, most likely. I will recall when my brother wants to start work. They were requesting for some kind of document in a local government.
Yeah.
So my dad has to work that out to make it easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
influence. That's right. Oh, I guess he's on the road.
Yeah.
You know, because if you have an influential family, not just as a society, let's not even think for a second, all right, that it's just an African thing. It's Nigerian. It's not, though. It's global, man. It's global, all right? Have you seen 2012, the movie? You saw what influence happened, did.
Mm.
You saw when it got to a point where they start asking, who are you? Yeah, I mean, everybody became level, and then what you have, your bank account, your influence, your impact, was what mattered to determine where you get, what seat you get in the arc, if you like.
I think that, you know, in the society, of course, finances, influence, that comes to play. You know, but you mentioned something about values and morals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That also, it's a family background. If your family background has got a strong value system.
Yeah, it can guide you to success.
It can guide you to success as well. It
faster
can,
than someone
absolutely.
Who has like money.
The money.
But
right. So all, it still goes back to statement. It depends on how we define that family background. Is it based on finances? Is it based on influence, impact? Is it based on morals? You know, what is it based on?
Well, it defines society by society. In this our society, like I said,
money.
Influence. Forget me. They were, very, very cautious family. Very, very loving, very... Where it's just for accolade, just to mention, you see, the right influence that we have come to define by our own society is money.
That's right.
That's why you go to the filling station to get fuel. The day you go there without a car, the guy is attending to you as if, who is this one? But the day you drive in there and you just park and wind down, Ogasa,
yes,
welcome, sir.
Welcome, sir.
Oh, sir. What's that? Because he has just gauged and said,
it's the kind of mindset that we have.
So that's the society we're in.
Mm.
So let's not deny the fact that, yes, money may not be everything, but in our society today, money is what determines influence. Because money is what will get you anywhere.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
And vaccination card.
What is it? What is it? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, this is Eze.
Welcome.
Eze, welcome.
From Odogbolu, Ogun State. Mm-hmm.
Welcome indeed. Let's talk.
You see, what you are talking, you think get us the bill.
How, why?
You know, how do I start now? If the president's son is coming to buy petrol for Odogbolu here now, then the whole of the Odogbolu will walk out, go and see him.
Mm.
And see how he come out for the car and so on and so forth. So also is this for every other level we are in the life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters. So.
Okay.
And I like my own to be on the top. no, I don't go count myself out too.
He's a very good character. Listening to you, there must be something to make us laugh. Anyway.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Collins and Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The subject you're discussing this morning is very germane.
Yeah.
And you have citizens always cursing their leaders and their government for a reason. Because the fact remains that in civilized countries, I'm not disputing the fact that in our society, money is being celebrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that money, and for the fact that money is being celebrated, we should not see it as a norm.
Yep.
Huh. But we're just talking in terms of what, what is seen everywhere in Nigeria today.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact remains that people who are so-called rich don't even want other people to get to the top. Why? Because they know that they are privileged to see that is the handwriting of the colonial masters being engineered even by our own so-called leaders here.
Yeah.
Now, what am I trying to drive at? The family may play a cue because even the Bible said that a good father leaves inheritance for his children.
That's right.
So that simply means that as far as this time is concerned, we as parents should deem a fee to store up for our children. I'm telling you the reality. Is it?
You're correct.
You see, the fact remains that in this country, in the Africa as a whole, you understand, Africa as a whole is demonic.
Why did you say
I will explain myself. That is why you always see mothers looking forward to get something from their children before they can eat. That is aberration.
Mm. Yeah.
It's contrary from what the maker actually has established.
Mm.
Parents are to store up for their children.
That's right.
A good father, I'm not quoting my word, though.
That's
it's right there in the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
that a good father leave inheritance. But this is what you see. Even our government, they want to sell a national asset. Are they good father or bad ones?
Yeah. Mm. Bad, you know.
It's bad.
I agree with you. It's bad.
Why will a father want to sell the belongings of the children while the children are still alive? That is to tell you that the father tifor otifori omo ye gun ose.
Oh boy.
Have a nice time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate.
Okay. You seem very passionate about this conversation.
It's true. In fact, the guy is just waking me up now. So that's fine. It's true. They have sold the whole country. They sold the country now. Now everybody is looking for what they can sell to take care of their own family.
Mm.
And it's very profound that families do not want other families to be ahead.
Yeah.
Because they want to give their children advantage. That's the same reason why to point to you that, look, family background has an advantage.
Especially financially, especially in that regard.
But at the end of the day, it's the maker that determines who is going to be the leader at the end of the day, who's going to be more successful.
Yeah.
All right. But the truth about the matter is it plays a role.
It does. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anita Cass.
Good morning.
Chester Life.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I learned the program list. How many years are you celebrating?
6 years together.
And 3 years in marriage. Why did you ask?
Wonderful.
Yes, yeah, so.
Wonderful. You're so lovely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love your marriage. Marvelous.
Thank you.
I want to make it a point of contact.
Wow.
To those who are having problems in their marriage now.
Yeah.
That God will settle them like yours.
Amen.
Amen.
And those who are coming into marriage, their own too will be blissful.
Amen.
Forever and ever. Amen. Like yours.
Amen.
We continue to be more fruitful.
Amen.
As you give us joy, God will multiply your joy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Joy will be joyful like Baron Long.
Amen.
Thank you.
I love you.
We love you too.
I want to support this Grandmother Inka.
Grandmother Inka? Wow.
Yes.
Good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Yes,
I listen every day, but to get to people like Izzy, people like somebody from the boat, my colleagues won't allow me.
Finally, you're here.
We're glad you made it.
Female line.
Yes, yeah, so.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
You know, I support the last caller.
Hmm.
But, you know, some people that don't come from privileged family, some of them, when they are well focused, they make it in life.
That's right.
They are very successful.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing and the thing to do is to remain focused.
Mm.
And even some rich children, they are not encouraging the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, their ways are bad.
That's right.
But the ones that are good, they should encourage those that are coming, and they should help those from underprivileged family.
Right.
That is what God said we should be doing.
That's
help others. Their riches is not for themselves alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help others, lift others up.
Mm.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Grandma Linka.
Wow.
We need to take a few WhatsApp messages and then we go on a break. This one is coming from Kingsley. Kingsley from Shimuli here says, good morning, the Techers. Happy anniversary to you both. God bless and keep your home concerning topic on ground. If you are coming from a rich background, it will make things a bit easy for you than it is but if you are not lazy. It says, but from a poor background, you have to hustle hard and work your way to success. So it is a yes for me.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, another message here says, what's up, Lagos? Nice job you guys are doing. Well, in my own view, family background gives 50% chance of being wealthy. As to the rich family background, it's an added advantage, unlike the poor background who has to work his way to the top.